Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back yet again. It's another glorious week of being alive. Tuesday, if you ain't here live, it's gonna be Thursday. It's gonna be Wednesday if you just wait for the episode to drop. If you are alive watching this, listening to this, you already up on the blessings, man. You still alive. You still got a phone that works. You still got the internet. You still got whatever platform you using to hear me. You still got that going. That's a blessing in itself right there. The fact that you are stress-free enough to even tune into me is a blessing as well. You know what I'm saying? So let's be grateful that we still around for another week, another breath of life. You know, I know it's easy to overlook if we get caught up in life, if we get caught up in the stresses and the bills and the relationships and whatever you got going on that's stressing you out. We tend to overlook the blessings because of the stresses. But when you just take a step back and you think about what you do have, what you have overcome, you know what I'm saying? The silver linings are everywhere. And I know sometimes some things are worse than others, but even within the depths of what you feel like is the lowest of the low, you can still find some silver lining in something. So, you know, see if you can find that little shimmer of the silvers amidst the darkness. But I appreciate y'all pulling up, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for caring. I appreciate it. Shout out to my patron saints in here. Y'all are super supportive. To Jesse, Joy, Zakia, Lala, Dawn Foster, Aries, Kobe McGuire, JC's World, Jamal B, Nicole, Mark, Jelsey, Shift, Matt Owens, Sarita, Sharla, Aomi, Sherry Tucker, Chef Matt Owen, Crystal Lee, AJ, man. Miss Josie, Jamal B, I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for supporting me all this time, pulling back up, hanging in there with me on my ups and downs and life's struggles and triumphs. I appreciate everything, man. People in the IG Live, man, why y'all don't join the Patreon, man? Tell me right now, man. I'm asking the hard-hitting questions right here, right now, man. Why y'all not joining the Patreon, man? $5 a month, man. Where you at? Where you at? I'm going to just ask you straight up, man. Where you at? You feel me? You waiting on the movie nights to come back? Fair? That's fair. I'll give you that. You just got here, huh? How the hell you just get here? Where the hell you been? What took you so? How you find me this late in the game? My videos don't be going viral that much no more, man. How you find me this late in the game? You broke? $5 a month. That's too much. $5 a month. I better not see you at no coffee place multiple times a week. If you broke, be broke. Be all the way broke. Be all the way fully broke if you broke $5 a month. That's the cheapest bill you got. $5 a month. How do you apply? Just go click the link in my bio, click that Patreon tab, click the paid membership option on the Patreon, and then boom. $5 a month. You won't even notice it. I'm broke. I'm not buying that $2 for $1. $5. And I know y'all be spending money. Even the broke people that say they broke, they be spending money, man. I know you do. You know what I'm saying? People gonna get what they want. People gonna do what they want and they gonna get what they want. You know what I'm saying? No matter the financial status. Now mind you can't get no expensive ass house. I'm talking about like stuff at least within grasp. People gonna do what they want, they gonna spend what they want. That's why when people give you the excuses, I ain't got no time, or I couldn't get around to it, this, that, and the third, and the fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh. Just know that when people really want to do something, They're going to make a way. They're going to find a way. They're going to get it done. They're going to do it. That's why excuses, I don't really tolerate too many excuses. I just be like, yo, man, where there's a will, there's a way. And when people really want to reach out and really want to communicate and really want to do this and really want to get this done and so forth and so on, they're going to get it done. So whoever's in your life right now with the excuses, just look straight through them. Just look straight through the excuses. Every excuse people give you, look straight through it, man. Let's cut the shit in 2025 and beyond. Let's cut the shit, shall we? Let's get a nice knife out and cut the shit. Let's get some scissors and cut the shit. Let's be real. Let's be real. Let's be real for a full year. I challenge everybody, all of us. Let's be 100% real for a full year. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. Let's try it. We cutting the shit. We cutting excuses. We saying, yo, I didn't do it because I don't want to do it. I couldn't make the time because I ain't want to make the time. I don't want to join your Patreon because I don't want to join your Patreon. It ain't because I can't afford $5 a month. I just don't think you worth it. Say that. It'll hurt. Yeah, it'll hurt. But I'll be like, I can respect it. I'll be like, damn. Respect. Yeah. Let's just keep it real. Let's cut the shit. Because whenever I hear excuses, man, I'm looking straight through you. As soon as you give me the excuse, I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. We keeping it real. Let's keep it real in 2025. Challenge, the challenge is on. Even if you don't accept it, we doing it. We doing it right here, right now, man. We cutting the shit in 2025. Man, matter of fact, I'm putting it to the test right now. Ask me something. But don't ask me something about somebody else's business. Ask me something about, you know, me that I can answer truthfully, as long as it don't involve somebody else's business. It's got to be something that I can answer fully for me, about me. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? How come such and such? Nah. Let's put the cut the shit to the test, man. Let's put it to the test, man. Patreon, stop telling me to cut the feed off, man. We 7 minutes in. I'm going to cut it off. The patron saints don't want y'all in here at all, IG Live people. IG Live people, the people that are actually in my Patreon, my paid Patreon, they don't want y'all in here. They don't want y'all getting a molecule of the podcast because y'all not putting nothing up. You know what I'm saying? JC's World is asking me, why are your iMessage numbers high even when you prefer texting? I really don't understand why my text message numbers are over 1,000. I respond to texts all the time. I'm not sure what that number represents. I even went in my phone to look at my unread messages, and it wasn't nearly that high. So I've looked at the messages, so I don't know why. I don't know what that number represents. But I be texting back. I text back all the time. I'm the text god. You know what I'm saying? I be texting. So I'm not sure why that number is what it is, but it just didn't make sense to me. So yeah, there's that. Oh, Chef Matt Owens is asking, yo, you ever holler at that beautiful woman at your show who got shot by her pops? No, I did not holler at her. I remember the show you talk about. But no, I didn't holler. I didn't holler. Matter of fact, I had met her before, and I didn't realize that was her. But I had met her before. We had shot some content we were working on about camping or whatever. And she just looked different. I didn't even recognize her. But no, didn't shoot. You know, I know she already got shot by her pop, so I ain't wanna reshoot. So no, I didn't shoot my shot. You feel me? Why are your IG followers stuck at 2.9 mil? They hating on giving you the 3 mil. So I've been at 2.9 mil for like, I feel like a year now. I can tell you exactly what it is. So with my following on Instagram, whenever I'm in my voiceover bag, when I'm, you know, putting out voiceovers at a high level, my followers go up a lot. So since I cut back on that for a long time now, a lot of people leave. And then when I go on, you know, when I get on my real life shit, when I'm talking about racism, I'm talking about Trump, I'm talking about whatever, a lot of people leave. You know, I lose a lot of followers if I go on those particular like topics or whatever. So if I'm posting on that, people dip out. People get frustrated that I'm not doing voiceovers all the time. So they leave because I'm just posting like podcast clips. I'm posting stand-up clips. I'm posting promo for my tour. They just be like, man, watch out, man. We here for the voiceovers. So you got those people leaving. So you got you always got an influx of people leaving. It's always people leaving for whatever reason. And so so the numbers are not gonna grow like they once did. Like when I was on my regular rotation with voiceovers and content like that, you know, I was going up a lot every month. So, but now and I get surges in following, you know, depending on what I post. Like when I posted that video, that voiceover, that cram. When I did that cram post a couple weeks ago, that's at like 76 million, 70 something million right now on the views. So I'm just like, Jesus. So, you know, I got a surge from that, or I get a surge from like different posts that do numbers. But, you know, it's sporadic how I post now, because I don't post as consistently as I once did. So therefore, I've been at the 2.9. So there's that. What else? Y'all asking some easy questions. I thought y'all was going to come harder than this, to be honest with you. But I respect it. I may not have agreed with every single thing Tony has ever said, but he ain't losing me as a follower. I appreciate you, Kobe McGuire, man. You're hanging in there, man. I appreciate that, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it is, man. You could disagree. Like, what you unfollowing me for? Unfollowing me because I feel like racism is still alive. Unfollowing me because I support the gay community. Unfollowing me because I don't like Donald Trump. It's just silly shit, man. That's just a silly reason to unfollow somebody. And, you know, I recently had a supporter unfollow me. She'd been supporting me tough. And then she just unfollowed me. What she did was, I think she blocked me and then re-unblocked me. So that way you can take the mutual follow off. And then I was like, yo, what happened, man? The unfollow? And she said something that I didn't understand. She was just like, I can tell like the reciprocal energy is off. It was something like that. And she just discarded me for whatever. I was like, damn. And she was like super supportive. I don't know where that came from. That was left field as hell. So I don't know, man. I don't know what people be going through in their own minds, but I was just like, well, wow. Okay. All right. There's that. So that was a little bit strange to me. I was like, okay, because I had noticed because I followed her back and I had noticed I hadn't seen her on my feed. And I was just like, and then I looked and like the page was like blocked or whatever. It was blacked out or whatever. And I was like, what the hell? What's going on? And she hit me with that. And it was like, it was kind of vague. And I was just like, what the fuck? So I didn't really understand that. I was just like, okay. That's what we're doing. That's how we move, and that's how we building. Cool. You gave preemie pumps? No, we never did anything. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what that was all about, but it was mad interesting. You knocked her cousin? No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't know. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And that's the thing, man. Like, I don't ever want to lose fans. One thing about me, I don't want to lose you as a fan. So it's always a thin line between, you know, somebody being a fan, and then if you start flirting with a fan, and then it could get sticky, because I don't want to lose you as a fan because you got your feelings hurt for whatever reason. So it's tough. Like, I don't even like it when, you know, a girl is a fan of mine and she has a dude that also is a fan of mine or could be, but then she be over doing the fanhood with me. I don't want no insecure thought to creep into his head about anything extra. So I'd be like, hey man, don't make this man hate me, you know? And I'm always on that type of time. Like, yo, man, don't pump me up too much to where he like, hey, man, what's up with you and Tony, man? I don't want to lose him as a fan, a potential fan, a fan, whatever. Because I know dudes being their feelings about stuff, so I never want, because I, you know, I've heard things, and women have said things to me about dudes feeling a certain way towards me because of them. And I just be like, nah, man, nah. I remember my ex-girlfriend, she used to date a dude that used to follow me. And then once we started dating, he unfollowed me. And I was like, nah, man. Nah, stick around, man. Come on. Come on, man. Stick with me, man. And like, even some dudes that I know, you know, like, it might be a girl that he liked that I ain't know nothing about. And they could, you know, he could see, like, you know, some interactions on Instagram or whatever. And then, nah, he's acting different towards her. But then it might be a seed of resentment towards me on the underneath. So I'm just like, man, nah, man. Because I'll be like, I was wondering, like, man, he ain't hit me up in a while. And then you find out, he like a girl. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? That stuff be happening. And I don't like it, man. So I'm always like, I try to like to be careful, you know what I'm saying? Because I really don't want to lose a fan. But some people just be like, man, I don't even want to look at your face now. I don't even want to look at your face. I used to like your stuff, and then I was liking you a little bit, and then, you know, we flirted a little bit, and then you kind of just faded out, so I'm going to just fade out too. And I'm like, man, come on, man. Come on, not like this. Not like this. Anyway, let me pay some bills real quick. Let me pay some. And I'm going to come back to dudes and women, man. I'm going to come back to dudes and women. I got something to say on that. But let me tell you this. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks when it's good to be right. Oh, excuse me, where it's good to be right. All right. Football season is coming back. We're coming back in full swing. I'm a Chicago Bears fan, as y'all know. You know, we're going to have a great season. I say that every season, and I mean it, and I stand on it. We about to get busy out here, man, you know. And so, you know, football season is exciting. I'm a fan. And if you're excited about sports, if you're a fan, why not, you know, turn your fandom into money? You know what I'm saying? Holla at your winnings from Prize Picks. You know what I'm saying? Get in on that. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. Prize Picks is also the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 plus states, including Cali, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football season, man. Prize Picks also offers injury reboots. If one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. Prospects also invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Prospects is the best place to win cash while watching sports. So join the millions of users and sign up today. So download the app today. Use the code VERBAL to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code VERBAL to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. It's good to be right, man. Bears all day, man. Bears all goddamn day. Okay, so before I talk about what I got to say about men, and I know y'all be thinking I hate men and I'm always pandering to the women, and you know what I'm saying, you never think outside. You always taking the woman's side, man. You always on us, man. We always the ones just been messing up, man. When you gonna have our back, Stone? I thought you was gonna play with my frog. I'm tough on us because I'm a man. And we tough. All right? I'm tough on us, man. I don't like excuses, and I don't like making them. And since I am a man, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, man, we could do better at this. Man, but girls be niggas. I'm talking about what we doing and what we not doing and what we can improve on. But women be, they be doing stuff. They got to figure that shit out, too. You know what I'm saying? But let's get our shit together. Let's get our shit going. Let's get organized over here. Let's tighten our shit up. As men. You know what I'm saying? Instead of sitting here, well, they did it. Well, she, but her and them. Shut it up. Before I get into this little piece, those of you that are in the IG Live right now looking me dead in my soul, join my Patreon, man. $5 a month, man. Click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab. Join the paid membership today. I know y'all not going to do it. We doing cut the shit in 2025. I know y'all not going to do it. And I don't have faith that y'all going to do it. Y'all going to sit here with the free live. And then when I cut the live off, you're going to go to somebody else's live because you're bored. Instead of really getting down and dirty with your boy and joining the Patreon, you're just going to wait and freeload, which is fine. Which is fine. But when you're freeloading and you're making demands like, yo, man, put this up. Get this going, man. I'm a freeloading individual and I want you to do what I say. That ain't how it worked. That ain't how it wrote. So anyway, let me go in. But I'm cutting the feed off. But you ain't got to miss nothing. All you got to do is join the Patreon, man. Click the link in my bio. All right. Now, dudes be soft when it comes to the women. Dudes be soft. Let's keep it real. Even when they think they're not being soft, they're being soft. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you how. Insecurities come up when a man is dating a woman and, you know, they seeing one another, you know what I'm saying? Dudes be vulnerable. They be talking, they be telling their little business. Even if they be hiding like their deepest, darkest early on, their little pillow talk be soft, their little open up period, their little vulnerability. And then when the insecurities arise, that softness. You know what I'm saying? The dude tripping on you about another dude. That's an air of soft. And I'm not judging that. I've been soft before. I've been insecure. I've been all that. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been violent. I haven't been like, you know, domestic abuse McGee. But, you know, I've had my insecurities. I've had my moments of, you know, jealous thoughts and like, you know what I'm saying? I've been there, you know, and dudes be soft. They be opening up, man. They be laying. When you laying there with a woman and y'all butt ass naked, thighs touching one another, man, there's vulnerability in there. There's vulnerability in them moments where you just hugged up. You know, dudes be soft. They be playing a hard role. They be in the comment sections like they tough and like they don't give a damn. And you know what I'm saying? But they be buttered up soft biscuits in the bed with a woman. Because women bring that out of us. The right woman can make you soft. And the dudes that's out here all extra hard and heartless and whatever, it was probably one woman that fucked them up. So now they turned into villains because they wasn't strong enough to rebuild and heal properly. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it was one girl. It was one girl that tore them up. They never recovered. So now they think all women is hoes and all this and that, all the double standards. When you look at the comment section, man, double standards is crazy. Crazy. I was like, yo, I watched a video. It was about Erykah Badu's dating. It was Erykah Badu's dating history, right? And they talked about all the dudes that she's dated that we know about, right? Somebody in the comments says, like, man, she get around. Now, mind you, all this dating was from like 97 all the way to 2025. We get the dating history. And some dude in the car, I know it was a man, Erykah gets around. It was like, it wasn't even that many individuals. It was like maybe seven to eight dudes, right? And so I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, when you think about if you're an adult and you're out here, you're not married, you're not in super long relationships, and you're just out here going through life trying to find the right person, trying to find the right fit for your life and your companionship needs, you're gonna have a resume of people. That's just inevitable, unless you're just a hermit out here not talking to nobody. If you didn't stick with one person, you're gonna have a resume of people. That's just what it is. You know, it don't make you a super hoe. It don't mean none of that. It just means, you know, you attempted and, you know, shit didn't work out with those individuals. So you move on to the next. That's the natural progression of human interaction. So, but the judgment always falls on the woman, unless you're common. Like common, people be judging common, like his dating history. People be in the comment section. A lot of women be judging his dating history. Like, man, he just out here. He's a passer around or whatever. But a lot of us are, man. A lot of us are a passer around if you look at the resume. Because as you go through life, you're going to talk to different people unless you hemmed up in a long-term relationship. And in this day and age, a lot of us, you know, even if you have long-term relationships, when you come out of it, you're going to start, you know what I'm saying, looking around and meeting people and experiencing things and, like, you know. But the double standard is epic on the women because it's like, yo, man, you know, she been around. Mind you, dudes been all over the goddamn place for the most part. But no, it's different for men. It's different. You know what I'm saying? So you got that whole double standard going. And also the double standard that, and also on the other flip, men can't be soft. We get called sassy if we talk back or, like, you know, and who, what, where these women come from that say we can't talk back, that we can't, I don't like a man arguing with me. What, we supposed to just take what you got to say and just sit with it? Where this come from to where we can't even fire back? What the hell is this? Nah, he too sassy for me. He talked back to me. Like, what the fuck? Who are you trying to date? That's sassy, man. When a man don't argue with a woman, like, well, then what are we supposed to do? You know, I'm supposed to tell you, hey, man, shut the fuck up, bitch. And just leave it at that? Is that what y'all looking for? Hey, man, I don't argue with no woman. Don't question me about nothing. Nah, man. Shut the fuck up. I guess some women are into that. I guess that's the opposite of being sassy right there. Because ain't no back and forth. Some women don't like a back and forth. You know? I don't like no back and forth with a man. Well, then what we... That's communication. Communication is a back and forth. don't know what you're looking for if you think we can't even say our little piece. You know what I'm saying? Lala Davis say, my last day was sassy and sus. Give me an example on why he was sassy, Lala. Fill us in on the sassy. You talking about the dude with the flowers in his beard? You talking about that dude? It's like we can't win out here as men. You know what I'm saying? We can't be too soft. We can't be too vulnerable. We can't have feelings too early. We can't talk back. We can't be too, you know, misogynistic, you know, toxic masculinity. We can't be too masculine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can't win. And then on the other side, the women, you know what I'm saying? They can't be too, they can't be too prissy, too chatty. You know what I'm saying? They can't want the finer things in life. They can't make more than the man. God forbid. You know, they're a working woman. You know what I'm saying? They can't be stern in who they are. They can't be aggressive. You know what I'm saying? It's like none of us can win now. It's all too much, and it's all out of bounds. It's all like, nah, man. Yeah, Lala went on a date with this dude. He had flowers in his beard. But we got to do away with the double standards, man. It's crazy out here. Crazy double standards. Wild. You know? And then all the men versus women shit is just, that's the wave. And I'm sick of that. Because I like women, man. I've always gotten along great with them. You know what I'm saying? I've never struggled in dating. My biggest struggle in dating is just finding the place to go. That's it. My biggest struggle is just, I don't know where we're going, man. I don't know what we're doing. I'm not a creative dater when it comes to like, let's do this, let's do that. I'll take you on a nice little, you know, horse and carriage ride through New Zealand. You know, I know a nice little cute, quaint spot. It's a little cafe behind the H in the Hollywood sign. You got to go around the corner and then dip underneath. They got like a mountain lion over the little hole. You go in that hole. It's a nice little cafe in there. Join me. Like, nah, man. That's not me, man. I just be like, yo, let's go to the movies, man. And then if I really like you, I'll be like, yo, man, if I really like you, like if I really like you, then that's when I'll be like, yo, come with me, join me for this, let's go here. Or if I hear something that you said you like, I could be like, oh, well, I can take you there. But if it's just off the top, you know, I got to think of plans. Watch out. Mm-mm. Not good at it. Anyway, let me pay another bill real quick. Let me pay another bill. Let me tell y'all something, man. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly. All right? So why should payday? The money you earn should be in your hands. And with earn in, it can be. Now, back when I used to work at Dairy Queen, I don't know if y'all know this, but I used to work at Dairy Queen for 2 years. Waiting for that paycheck felt like an eternity. Even when I was working with the mentally disabled, man, waiting for that paycheck, I'm like, man, come on. Them 2 weeks took forever. Where that check at, man? Because life going to be life, and life ain't on your little payment schedule. Life is like, look, man, I'm your appendix, and I popped. What you going to do about it, Tone? Oh, you going to wait 2 weeks? Let's see if you still going to be alive. You know what I'm saying? Any of these things can pop up, man, in that little time period, man. You need the cash now, man. And with Earn In is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earn In app and add your info. Then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your paycheck. All right. Now, EarnIn is an app that's helping millions of Americans take charge of their pay and avoid falling into debt traps. EarnIn empowers you to make the most of your money with access to up to $150 a day or a max of $750 per pay period. No interest, no credit check, and no mandatory fees. EarnIn's mission is to make financial momentum accessible to everyone. All right. That means, you know what I'm saying, gas, bills, groceries, a special night out, taking the family to dinner or an event, a last minute gift for a loved one, an unexpected trip to the vet, rent, tickets that might sell out before payday, a new dress, school clothes, and shoes that are on sale. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on and on. You never know. So download the EarnIn app. That's EarnIn in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Verbal Cardio under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Verbal Cardio under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit EarnIn.com for full details. Download EarnIn now and take control of your pay. You feel me? EarnIn, man. EarnIn. Okay, let me see what Lala said. Did you answer the question about the sassy? Let me see if you did that. I don't see the answer on the sassy part. Ladies, let me ask y'all this. It's a lot of women in here, man. What do y'all consider sassy from a man? Let's ask the hard-hitting questions, man. What do y'all consider sassy? What is it about a man that you look at and be like, man, this is sassy right here? And I want the ladies to weigh in here. And a lot of times, man, a lot of these topics, man, men be answering for women and it gets on my nerves. Okay, so Sherry says, I use the term sassy to mean effeminate, okay? I personally don't like that word, but I think they are questioning his masculinity when used. I don't use it for people, only for my dogs. A man gossiping too much. Now we're getting somewhere. A man gossiping too much is sassy to her. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. And I can feel that. I can feel that. T-Nail says, probably tight pants, nipple piercings, and a man bag. A flamboyantly gay man. I do not use sassy. Too much complaining over small things. I don't consider sassy. Humans have the right to be humans, okay? Getting into women's business, okay? I guess it could be when they have a comeback for everything you say. It doesn't have to be bad. Could be funny. Really? That's an interesting take on sassy. 2Jesse says, gossip. Joy says, I don't believe in traditional norms. I agree with the gossiping. Gossiping to you or other people, because my man is my best friend and we be talking about everything. And that's the thing, man, about the gossip. When does it become gossiping? Because as women, I know y'all like it when your man shares with you what's going on. I know y'all like that because then you feel like, oh, we friends. When a man comes to you, guess what happened at work today? Blah, 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 this, that, and the third. I thought y'all liked that. And a lot of that is, you know, it might be gossip. It might be gossip when, you know, your man come to you and be like, so guess what? Remember the dude I was telling you about that was smashing the girl in the reception office? You know what I'm saying? Turns out he had a wife the whole time. She came up to the job flipping the tables over, the paperwork, man. She was throwing staplers. It was crazy. But that's considered gossiping. Ladies, y'all don't want in on that? That's going to turn you off? Your man telling you what's going on at work? Because it's gossip. Technically. You know what I'm saying? And I thought women would love that. Oh, fill me in. So then when your girl goes into your workspace, whether it be like a work function or whatever, and your girl is there, and she knows what's going on in the office because you told her. That's gossip. And now she in the mix because women don't like to be excluded. Women don't like to feel like they out the loop. Y'all like to be filled in on what's going on and who's who and what's what. I know y'all do. Y'all be like, fill me in. You know what I mean? Is an over-emotional man sassy? I don't know. Y'all got to talk amongst each other. Let me go grab a drink. Let me go grab a drink. Yeah, that's for the ladies to answer. Oh, speaking of ladies to answer, let me see what y'all said. Let me see what y'all sent me, man. Excuse me one second. Excuse me one second, man. Let me see what y'all sent in. Joy says, do men really want women to shoot their shot or not really? I can only speak for me. In this day and age, and I've said this before on the podcast, in this day and age, it's risky business hollering at a woman now. It's risky business. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know where their head is at, what their experiences have been. You don't know when it's appropriate to put your bid in. It's a lot going on. So a lot of men, you know, they're cautious because in this day and age, especially if you're a good looking woman, man, you're already getting hollered at in the streets. Now you're on Instagram looking good. You're getting hollered at in there. You're getting random dicks sent to you. Dudes coming out the gate. You know what I'm saying? When can I bust you down? Off the top. Just coming in with the filth, flooring filth out the gate. So women are getting bombarded with bullshit holler. Day in and day out. They going to the grocery store. Dude in the produce aisle. Hey, I see you over here with the nectarines. Then they get home, you know what I'm saying? DMs full of just dudes just being super thirsty, ultra creepy, you know what I'm saying? Just being sleaze balls, right? Then in person, you know, women meet a decent looking guy, decent enough to get the contact information. And then he turns out to be a sleaze ball. You got dudes wearing masks for long periods of time. Women may or may not be fooled by the mask, and then they went too far. Now, you know, dude's a total weirdo. Now it's like, oh, man. So now you got all of these factors at play now. So you don't want to make a woman uncomfortable by shooting your shot. So with a lot of men, especially men that are considerate, right? I'm talking about considerate men here, men that try to, you know, acknowledge what you may go through or try to just be mindful of like, all right, if I approach this woman in the parking lot, she might feel uncomfortable. She might feel away. She might not be in the mood for this. She might be whatever the case may be. And it's not necessarily about a man that doesn't have the courage or a man that's insecure. It's just, you know, you don't know this woman. You don't know her story. You don't know what she's been through. You don't know nothing. You just know she looked good. And so you're running up on a woman, in essence, objectifying her. Because that's the thing now, you know what I'm saying? Objectifying people. But that's all you got to go on. If you see a woman that you don't know, she just look good to you. All you are doing is coming in on the strength of what you see. Yo, she beautiful. She fine. Her body crazy. Whatever it is that floats your boat visually, that's what you're hollering at in public. If you're hollering at a strange woman, yo, she fine in a motherfucker. Let me go put my beard in. So you coming in on the strength of that. So now she might not be in the mood. Oh, you interested in me, huh? You saw my ass, you saw my titties, you saw my face, and now you rolling up. So it's tough. It's tough to navigate those waters. And then you got the women that are really out here kind of looking for some type of just an interaction, maybe a friendship, whatever, you know. And then it's like, you just wanted to be my friend so you could holler. Huh. You know, I'm gonna share with y'all a situation I went through, I want to say last year, right? So there was a girl I saw on Instagram, thought she was attractive, you know what I'm saying? Slid in the DMs. We were communicating, and you know what I'm saying? I was flirting McGee. I let it be known, yo, I find you attractive, right? Then, you know, we hung out like a few times. And not an official date. It was just more so she was, I don't wanna say specifically what the activity was. But it was a cool activity that I was naturally interested in. So I was like, yo, I would love to do that. I would love to get that a try. So it was something that she was doing on the regular. And I was like, yo, let me get that a try too. And so, you know, so we hung out during that time. And that was the only time we hung out. So I did that maybe about four times. And, you know, still talking, still texting back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Got on the phone a couple times. But, but, you know, I let it be known, like, yo, I find you attractive. And she was talking about, like, friendship or whatever, and she was focused on career. And I was like, that's great. You know what I'm saying? Me too. And we were having one conversation, and she was talking about the friendship again. And I was just like, it's cool that you putting me in the friend zone, but let me be clear in the fact that I'm attracted to you physically. So I like to make it clear that I'm not your friend. And I think that offended her. And I'm not mad at her for being offended by that. But I just had to keep it real in the fact that it's not pure friendship. I wanted to reiterate that because, yeah, we cool, you know what I'm saying? We can get to know each other. Maybe it could build into a friendship. But right now, you know what I'm saying? You look good. And I didn't want to be fake because a lot of people be fake friends. A lot of people be like, yeah, that's my friend. That's my friend. That's my homeboy. That's my friend. But he will dick you down the second you give access. You know what I'm saying? The minute you be like, yo, come through, I'm horny. He there. And so it's like, you know what I'm saying? Is that a true friendship? Is that somebody you truly calling a friend? You know, and so I just wanted to be clear, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm not your friend. The way I said it was probably wrong, and I probably should have said it differently. But after I said that, she kind of faded off on the communication. And then I noticed that I was like, yo, are we good? She was like, yeah, we good. But then she kind of made reference to the friend part. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I noticed she unfollowed. And I was like, ah, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I got it. And so, but I just wanted to be clear because we throw around the term friend all the time. That's my friend. That's my friend. But you know what I'm saying? But there's extras attached to the friendship that's like, you know, did y'all get physical? Did you make out? Did you do this? Did you rub on one another? You know what I'm saying? Sex, you know what I'm saying? Any type of sex, you know what I'm saying? That that changes the word friend enormously. So, like, you know, if you do find yourself in a place of, you know, you dating somebody for real, and then you introducing these friends, it's like, what's the real history on these friendships? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of times people put the friend banner on stuff that is more to it than that. But I just wanted to be clear on, like, where I was at. And I was like, I'm not your true friend yet. I mean, we could work into that, and maybe we can get to a place where it's like a friendship can be established. And because I've always been good at, like, the friend zone. Meaning, if I like the girl, we take it all the way back to high school. If I like the girl, she was like, "Oh, you my friend. No, you my friend, Tony." And I'd be like, "All right, man, you know what I'm saying? Take the L." And if I really liked her, you know, as a human, I could go into, like, "All right, man, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever." I could go into, like, that friend mode, you know, and then a lot of times, over time, and I'm just being, like, regular, like, you know, turning off the whatever charm you try to put on somebody you like, you turn that off, and then they start kind of liking you later on down the line. It's like, oh, really? You know what I'm saying? So, but as we get older, and as we, you know, because high school a little bit different, we still, you know, a little immature and all that good stuff. As you get older, the friendship forming takes a different angle, man. We grown now. You know, we're not really looking for friends. Our friends are already established, pretty much. Like, are we really looking for new friends, like real friends? You know what I'm saying? We just out here, we got our life established. You know what I'm saying? You can form friendships by people you work with. You can form friendships, relationships happen. But, like, truly, I'm looking for friends. Like, all right, you might be looking for friends. Like, if you move to a new city, you might be looking for friends, right? Because some people really are, like, usually on the younger side, or if they're in a new environment, they come in looking for friendships. And, like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's the type of time old girl was on. She might have been in that zone where, because I don't think she'd been in L.A. crazy long. Maybe a couple years, maybe. She's probably just, like, looking for some good friendships. And I don't fault her for this at all. I'm not even, you know what I'm saying? But for my sake, I just had to be like, yo, man, I hear what you're saying on the friendship, but at the same time, be like, woo. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt fake if I was just like, yeah, man, I'm your friend. But also, if you call me on a cold night, you know what I'm saying? I could take it beyond that friendship zone, you know? And so I just had to establish, you know, what was real. And what'd you say? I should have kept the balloon? So I could have kept my balloon? What you talking about? Yeah. I don't know what she mean. Going on over here? Miss Ma'am say, Tony, is this the one that came back after no contact for a month? No contact for a month. Which one was that one? No. The no contact. Oh, the no contact for 3 months. You talking about that? Reaching your memory, John. The no contact for 3 months. No, that wasn't her. The no contact for 3 months. That's a different scenario. The no contact for 3 months, man. I was just like, I reached a point where I was just like, man, I'm tired of this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But no, that wasn't her.
So wait, after you had told this woman that it could be like more than that if given.
Yeah.
How was it afterwards?
There was no real afterwards. It was like she expressed that she wasn't looking for like no relationship and that she was focused on career. I was like, I'll feel that 100%. And I was just establishing attraction, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know, she was like, you handsome, you know what I'm saying? But that was the extent of that type of exchange. Yeah. And so when we were having the conversation, the last phone conversation, and she just kept mentioning the a friend thing. And I was just like, hold on, be clear. And I was like, I ain't your friend. Not yet, you know what I'm saying? The way I said it was absolute ass.
Oh, man.
But I was just trying to convey, like, you know, I don't want to come off as, I never want to come off as a dude that's like trying to be slick.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm your friend, girl. I'm your homeboy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We homies.
I've been there.
At the same time, I'm plotting on you.
Yeah.
To get the, you know what I'm saying? So I never want to come off like that. I always want to be like transparent on where I am, you know? And so, but I feel like I said it wrong.
The delivery matters a lot.
Yeah, the delivery. Because she faded off. She faded off after that. And I was just like, man, I ain't heard from her in a minute.
I was in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I could feel myself being like, dang, like, I like this girl, but I haven't expressed that.
Yeah.
And it went on for like a while. Like, we just hanging out. But we worked together, too. So I was like, it's that could be strange. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to be that person. Yeah. And I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
So it's just like we were hanging out and stuff like that, and it's cool, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then she did end up getting a boyfriend or whatever. And I wasn't like mad about her or anything like that, because I didn't say anything. So it is what it is, right? But I can never gauge if it could ever get anything beyond that. So I was just like, it is what it is. But I did end up telling her, like, when she got a boyfriend, like maybe a few weeks into it, I was like, I don't wanna, you know, I don't want this to turn into anything else.
Right.
It's like, because I really do enjoy us being friends, and like, and that's all I kind of want it to be. But I do want to let you know that I have, like, you know, I have had those feelings.
Right.
And at this point, I don't want it to be weird, and I feel like you should know, just out of like transparency, okay. Thing. Like, we're this cool at this point now. I feel like you should know,
right,
that, you know, all of this is not for, like, it's like, it's just whatever. Not that I, like, all of the stuff that I did was just because, like, oh, because you like me. It was like, no, it was like, genuinely, we were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want that to be something that is thrown away, because it's like, now I'm telling you. I didn't have to say anything.
Right.
But it felt right in that moment to be like, it would be wrong of me to just feel like I withheld this information.
Yeah.
And then if it ever came up later, because, you know, certain people knew. And gotcha. It came out later, it was like, you had ulterior motive. Like, the whole time it was just this. Yeah. It was like, nah, like, genuinely, I'm enjoying our friendship. We still cool to this day, but it was definitely like a little rocky period at a point in my head. I'm like, and I was like, nah, it can't be. And then I was right. It did not like me like that.
Oh, okay. So it was one-sided.
For sure.
Gotcha. Yeah.
At least to my knowledge, for sure.
So when you told her this, how did she take it?
She was just, she was a little shocked, because I didn't make it, like I said, I kept it under wraps. Because I was like, bro, like, there's too many details here. And also, a lot of stuff was just like, does this make sense?
We had
same birthday, but she's younger.
Yeah.
So we had the same birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She lived around the corner. She had just moved there.
Yeah.
And it was like, and we were working at a job where it's like a creative thing. So it was like, there's too many similarities here. But it's like, this is cool. It's like a other side of me kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I don't know. But it was like, but I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in. And then it was like, after a while, I was like, it doesn't make sense, but I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just necessary to say it. But it never was a thing of like, is she? Because my friends would try to hype me up. I was like, bro, y'all doing too much. Like, don't do that.
friends will set me up for some bullshit. Yeah. Friends will hype you up and set you up for the fail every time. But, and it's tough, man. It's tough, and especially in the space where y'all are always in each other's proximity. Feelings gonna develop, man. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it always gets tricky in that regard. And I feel like this too, like, Real friendship ties can still develop regardless of the attraction. I don't want to write off and be like, yo, if you're attracted, you can't be a true friend. I feel like those two things can coexist given the time spent.
For sure.
So, like, you know, if you work with somebody or you've been around somebody for years and, like, you know what I'm saying, you develop an attraction for them, but y'all was kind of friends first, and then, you know what I'm saying, I do feel like true friendship can coexist with the attraction.
Because I think it'd just be crazy to be like, you have friends of the opposite gender if that's what you're attracted to, and you don't think any of them are cute. Not saying that you've tried anything either, because I also find there's a line here. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that are women, and I have a girlfriend that I've been with for over 5 years.
Right.
And she knows that the people that I'm friends with, I ain't never, like, ever. I ain't made no advances, none of that. Like, seriously, nothing. We don't have any history, and none of these girls can ever be like, oh, we never.
Right.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
They've been friends, and that's just literally what it is.
Yeah.
And if there's a line that's crossed there, then that's when it gets iffy. It's a little different. It's like, that's your friend, but you was, you know, and you could still have a friendship like that. I think that's just something that needs to be said up front, too. That's something that needs to be, like, told. Like, there's a, you know, a level of trust that you want to have with your partner to be
one
like.
One thing about me, like, if you're going to be my partner, I like to tell you who I dealt with that's still around.
Yeah.
Like, I like for, if I'm dealing with a girl and we serious and we, you know, we about something, I like to let you know, yo, me and her got a history. Me and her, you know what I'm saying? Because I like for my girl to be informed, and I don't like for the other person to have the one up.
Correct.
Like, she don't even know about us, huh? Like, I don't, like,
even though they may not do that,
in their mind, they might be like, man, they got no clue.
Yeah.
But I want my girl to have a clue and be like, I know.
Yeah.
You know, because women like to be informed. They like to be included in the information. Some women may be like, I don't want to know nothing about your past at all. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to know nothing. Some want that, but some, you know, they don't want the woman to have the one up and be like, yo, she got no clue.
Yeah.
Because I would feel weird if, like, you know what I'm saying, you introduced me to a guy. And this my homeboy, not knowing that y'all used to, you know, fuck around. And then I find out later, I'm like, man, why y'all ain't tell me? You know what I'm saying?
Because
I handle that well. Like, you know, I'm not going to be, like, weird around the dude.
Yeah.
I'm just be like, oh, all right.
That's your friend.
I'm in the know.
Yeah, if you say that's your friend, then that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And you tell me what's going on, then that's cool. But if it comes out later, you're like, oh, nah. Like,
yeah, later on, now it looks sneaky. Now it looks like, because I know some dudes might be like, man, he got no clue what we used to do, huh? You know what I'm saying? And so...
Yeah. It'd be different because how dudes maneuver, like how they move.
Yeah.
That's why I'd be a little bit worried about, like, sometimes. Even though that's fucked up because it's like, I'm that person too, but I'm not in the way of like, oh, I got the leg up, but being like, oh, this is my friend, and you introduce me as a friend, and, you know, I can understand being on the opposite end, assuming that, like, is he truthfully your friend?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In that kind of instance. But
yeah,
it just be dudes be doing a little... You know, little stuff like that.
Sometimes,
like,
dudes be in their head like that, like, man, he got no clue.
Yeah,
man.
He had no idea, you know? Something like that. And that's when, that's when
everybody in your past and everybody in your life ain't on the up and up. Even though that's still your friend, they still could be sleazy on the back end. So they still be having that mindset, like, yeah, man, I used to, you know, they telling they boys,
yeah,
you know, I used to, you know what I mean? And so, and for me, like, When it's a woman that I used to deal with in some form or fashion, and she gets a new man, and, you know, I meet him, I'm always, like, super, like, you know, trying to give respect to the dude, you know what I'm saying? You know, telling them what's up. Like, I don't come off with that weird energy of just, like, acting weird because a dude is coming around. Like, I don't be on that at all. I'd be like, oh, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? Respect, you know. Yeah. I come in with that.
Yeah, I don't want to be overly possessive because that makes you seem insecure.
Yeah. I'd be like, nah, man. You know, I always want to make sure because I don't know what she's telling him as far as, don't know. I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
But I do know, you know, this her dude, so I'm coming in with the respect and, like, you know what I'm saying? And so I've always been good with that, like in navigating those type of waters where it's just like, you know, a girl I used to deal with that's still in my orbit for whatever reason, and then she brings that dude around. I was like, oh, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I just always navigated well on that side of it.
Yeah.
And I don't be out here with the man, he got no clue, coming around the back end, you know, being Sleazy McGee.
It's just that, I mean, that whole way of acting about it is just strange. But that's also one of like, that's one of the top reasons why I don't have no interest in no threesomes, but another dude being like, yeah, you know, I'm still with you. And he talking about some, he over here trying to brag like somebody else. Someone, I got to pop him, bro. Like, there's no way. Like, yeah. No. That can be me being like, that's my irrational thing. Yeah. It's like, yeah, something we agreed on and another dude come in or whatever. But now he got the leg up being like, yeah, you know, his girl, bro, man, we was, hell no, nah, bro. Hell no. <nah. laughs> I can't do it.
Yeah, man.
It can't be, nah, I can't be talking like, nah, that ain't gonna fly with me.
Oh, this is a movie question. Ooh, yeah. Who would do a better job at remaking The Wiz, Spike Lee or Steven Spielberg? Spike Lee. Spike Lee, for sure. Because... If we doing The Wiz, if it's the regular traditional Wizard of Oz, I'd be like, you know, Steven Spielberg, we talking The Wiz. They got that flavor on it. They got that soul. They got that slather of blackness. I feel like Spike Lee would do a much better job. Spike Lee has always been like a musical director anyway, in terms of like, if you look at Spike Lee movies, his music is always at the forefront. Too much a lot of times. Like, you know, he be getting that music in there loud. He be getting that music in there. I'd be like, man, turn it down just for a second. You know? But, you know, he's musically inclined. His father was a musician. I'm not sure if he's alive or not. I don't want to disrespect. But his father did a lot of the scores for his earlier films. And... yeah, Steven Spielberg did West Side Story. That West Side Story that came out a few years back, he directed that. And, you know, The Color Purple had a little musical element in there. But when you look at School Days by Spike Lee, those musical pieces were very well done. And, like, you know, even like the beginning of Do the Right Thing, or, you know, the musical work in Mo' Better Blues, I feel like Spike Lee would have a nice musical ear, and he could set up some nice visuals with the songs. So I feel like I'm going to go with Spike Lee on that one, because, you know, on the underneath, you got to have that black flavor on there, that little soul, if you will. And I feel like Spike Lee is a very soulful director. So when you combine those two, we got the music, we got the soulfulness. Give me Spike Lee on The Wiz. No disrespect to Steven Spielberg. I think Steven Spielberg is probably my favorite director. But in terms of something like that, let's make that a Spike Lee joint, you know, on that one. Is he my favorite choice to direct The Wiz out of all the black directors? I don't know. But between Spike and Steven, I'm going Spike. I want to say this too, man. I saw a little clip. Oh, I wanted to speak on this on the last podcast, but I want to speak on it now. There was a little dust up with Snoop when he took his grandchild to see Lightyear, and there was there's a gay couple in that movie Lightyear, and he was just like, "Oh man, why y'all got me? I don't want to have to explain this to my grandchild." My grandchild asked me questions like, "Yo, how is it two moms? Like, what's going on? How's it two moms?" And Snoop, you know, he didn't know how to answer that. So he was just saying like, "Hey man, watch out, man. Why y'all got this going?" So I'm not sure how he has responded to that since then, since that was posted. I haven't really dug into it, but I really want us to just, as a people, as a whole, I really want us to just recognize and realize that gay people are out here. Gay relationships exist. They are out here. They are fully realized. They are healthy. And they are the norm now. And I just need y'all to just come to terms with this. It shouldn't be. Now, granted, Snoop, in Snoop's case, that was his grandchild. So, you know, I'm not sure how the parents wanted that to be handled. So I can't speak for Snoop and his family dynamic. I don't want to speak on that. But I do want us to reach a place where we can have those conversations with our children, because it's normal. It's out here. They are going to see gay couples in their life, in the world that they live in. They are going to see it with young eyeballs. All this shielding your kids from, you know, gay people, ooh, like it's the boogeyman. Like, what is that? What do you think is going to happen when you explain to your children, yo, sometimes men love men, women love women? It's not hard to explain. What are you doing? Just tell your child, like, yo, you know, sometimes men and men love each other, and they in a relationship. You see, like, mommy and daddy are in this relationship. That's, you know, that's daddy and daddy over there. And there are people that are out here having those relationships. And it's just like, it's not that big a deal. All this agenda bullshit is just ridiculous. And you want your kids to learn everything about life from a safe environment, from a safe source. You want it to come from a healthy family environment, knowledge and education, letting your kids know, like, yo, there are gay people in the world, and it's all right. You teaching your children about the gay community is not going to make them a certain way. When I learned about murderers, I was never like, oh, man, I'm a murderer now because my mom told me that somebody was murdered and I'm a murderer too. You know, you just learn, like, why? Like, why did they kill him? Well, you know, sometimes people just, you know, be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And we take it and we learn and we build and we move on. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like y'all are making a big deal over nothing. Just being like, yo, man, sometimes two women love each other. And then those women that love each other, they might adopt a child and raise that child as two women loving one another. And it's good that that child got adopted into a good home. All these people complaining about the kids. You got to protect the kids. You got to protect the kids. Meanwhile, these children are out here exposed to male and female relationships that are toxic as fuck. They're exposed to male-female relationships with domestic abuse going. These kids are looking at a man putting hands on a woman in the home. Verbal abuse, domestic abuse, a woman putting hands on a man. But y'all like, well, at least it's men and women. And y'all worried about, well, no, man, protect them from the gays. Protect them from that. Meanwhile, they with the man and woman couple that's just terrible parents. But no. They gonna figure it out. That's how it should be. Sick of it, man. Y'all focus on the wrong shit. I say this all the time, man. Gay people are out here. They're here to stay. They ain't going nowhere. So just let your kids know early on, sometimes people be gay. They out here. And it's all right. They're going to continue to be here. They ain't going nowhere. So if you got a problem with that, you piss out of luck. Because they're going to be here. Now hush. Sick of y'all, man. Tired of it. Y'all make it a big deal over nothing. Anyway, let me get the hell up out of here, man. I got to do this voiceover audition. I want to thank y'all for pulling up yet again. Y'all know I'll be ready to quit this podcast every week. Every week. When the numbers be low, I'll be like, man, I'll quit. I quit, man. I ain't doing this no more. Because the last episode was low. So I was like, man, I'm done. I'm done. So I'll be on the verge all the time. But y'all be like, nah, man, don't hang in there, man. I'll be like, all right, man. I'm hanging in there. But I'm going to hang in there. Anyway, y'all. But I appreciate y'all that are sticking around, that pull up every week, that spread the word, that share my stuff, that come in with the questions and the topics, man. I appreciate all the support. I love y'all. I cherish y'all. I'm glad y'all are here. You feel me? And thank you for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Cardio.